The current system of parole in New York State is costly. Criminal justice reform groups point to the hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars spent each year to maintain post-release supervision as an example of wasteful spending. Ames Grauert is the senior counsel for the Brennan Center of Justice at the New York University Law School.
At a simple fiscal level, we know that it costs around $20,000 a year to incarcerate someone in a New York State prison. By comparison, a year of parole supervision costs around $2,000.
Even though it is cheaper than prison, Grauert says whenever a parolee goes back to prison on a technical violation, that's more money out of taxpayer pockets. A 2018 report by the New York Bar Association estimated the state and its localities spend around $359 million a year on people returning to prison on technical parole violations.
That means that every time that someone is wrongfully denied parole, or every time a parole board is not as free with parole grants as they should be, that means a significant cost to New York State taxpayers.
There is also a human cost to this problem. One of the conditions of parole is that a parolee cannot associate with felons, a problem for people of color who return to their communities, says Vincent Schiraldi, the co-director of the Columbia University Justice Lab.
In America, one out of three black men has a felony record, a record of felony conviction. So if you say to everybody, you can't associate with somebody with a felony conviction, people of color are much more likely to run into that, black men in particular, with their brothers, their cousins, their coworkers, than white people are.
Rico knows this all too well. In February of 2020, he was staying at the Bissonnette House, a halfway house in the city of Buffalo for men assimilating themselves back into society. He asked that his real name not be used for this story out of fear of repercussions from his parole board.
While you're on parole, you're not allowed to associate with anyone that's on parole or that has had a felony in their life. But here, we are living together. We leave together to go to meetings. We go to the store together. To me, it's so hard to understand it.
He says he was fortunate in being able to find a job out of prison.
I held jobs before I was incarcerated, so of course, I never burned any bridges, so I was able to go back to these employers and get my jobs back.
But Grauert says being employed after prison is not an indicator of future monetary success.
Brennan Center research shows that people who have spent time in prison earn on average about half of what their colleagues who have never been to prison earn.
Grauert says that translates to around $500,000 in lost earnings by the end of their career.
It's very difficult for people who have criminal justice experience to find a job, especially in the middle of a pandemic. And that's just compounded by the risk of technical violations and reincarceration stemming from them and other overly restrictive parole conditions.
The prospect of reform looks somewhat promising with Governor Andrew Cuomo's push to end mass incarceration and the Less is More Act, aimed at revamping the parole system. Less is More is sponsored in the state Senate by Harlem Democrat Brian Benjamin and currently sits in committee. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.